Parenthood has taught me a lot about that. It's messy and humbling, and I am learning to show my mess. To manage my perfectionism, I give myself tons of permission to do things that are good enough. I do things quickly. Having two small children will teach you how to do most tasks at lightning speed, and if it's good enough, it gets my stamp of approval. I have a few mantras that help. Quick and dirty wins the race. Perfection is the enemy of done. Good enough is really effing good. Nicholas Wilton is the artist behind the beautiful illustrations on my earlier book covers and my website. In addition to showings in gallery exhibitions and inclusion in private collections, he is the founder of the Art Plane Method, a system of fundamental painting and intuition principles that help enable the creative process. I absolutely love what he writes about perfectionism and art. It completely aligns with the research finding that perfectionism crushes creativity, which is why one of the most effective ways to start recovering from perfectionism is to start creating. Here's what Nick has to say. I always felt that someone, a long time ago, organized the affairs of the world into areas that made sense. Categories of stuff that is perfectible. Things that fit neatly in perfect bundles. The world of business, for example, is this way. Line items, spreadsheets, things that add up, that can be perfected. The legal system. Not always perfect, but nonetheless a mind-numbing effort to actually write down all kinds of laws and instructions that cover all aspects of being human, a kind of umbrella code of conduct we should all follow. Perfection is crucial in building an aircraft, a bridge, or a high-speed train. The code and mathematics residing just below the surface of the internet is also this way. Things are either perfectly right or they will not work. So much of the world we work and live in is based upon being correct, being perfect. But after this someone got through organizing everything just perfectly, he, or probably a she, was left with a bunch of stuff that didn't fit anywhere. Things in a shoebox that had to go somewhere. So in desperation, this person threw up her arms and said, "Okay, fine. All the rest of this stuff that isn't perfectible, that doesn't seem to fit anywhere else, will just have to be piled into this last, rather large, tattered box that we can sort of push behind the couch. Maybe later we can come back and figure where it all is supposed to fit in. Let's label the box art.